2016 would discover two such creatures nesting in the heart of downtown Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. 200 years of absence broken by a brazen pair is not to shake a stick at when you actually AB the numbers. And so it was the PA Game Commission would install a webcam with a live feed that would showcase the AVN lovers. You could be sitting in your office feeling testy, spilling coffee on a spreadsheet, thinking, Jesus Christ, my life is dismal. 2 seconds later, you could stare into a portal that reminds you there is more than what your awful 9-to-5 permits you. Like a giant fucking eagle. But I don't know. Maybe Mona Lisa, she's a lazy. But I don't know. Maybe sunbeams leaking through a keyhole. But I don't know. Damn, I don't know. Oh Lordy Lou, those unmistakable late talents that could surgically remove a spawning salmon from the raging rabbits. People think nature is a rainbow or a newborn or an ocean or a puppy, which denies the gory steak and mashers. You load the sight up and expect to see the glory of a wingspan over eaglet beaks emerging from a nigga hero. We overlook the fact that, wow, sometimes a cat'll eat a bird, sometimes a bird'll eat a cat like it's a fucking churro. On April 26th, in front of a group of viewers tuning in to catch a glimpse of what would usually live in the shadows, there was no way to have predicted, honing in on the internet's favorite creature as reduced to nutritional value. I wonder if some dude was sad because his cat had run away and thought, maybe I load these eagles up to feel connected. Then got to watch his little fluffy torn to pieces by the very nature he had sought to ease him through his deep depression. By a giant fucking eagle. But I don't know. Maybe Mona Lisa sees him from the easy. But I don't know. Maybe sunbeams leaking through a keyhole.
Yeah, that was Aesop Rock and Tobacco, who are now known together as Malibu Ken. And that's from their brand new album, Malibu Ken, self-titled. And we heard the song Churro right there. Churro, a delicious Mexican sweet. And yes, this is Wandering Rhythms, by the way, kind of an important piece of information. Wandering Rhythms on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting here from Burnaby Mountain. There's 7 people here on the campus today. And yeah, very quiet. It is family day. If you didn't know, if you went to work, probably that was a mistake because nobody else was there. But yeah, it's one of those holidays we invented. Put a nice name on it. Bam. Family day. Can't argue with that, right? So yes, family day. And looks like there was a really nice pre-family day or family day eve party here in the on-air booth. All the foam afros are either broken or gone, so that's why my pops are really really present. Foam afro goes on a mic. Never mind, bad joke. Yeah, Wandering Rhythms. I'm Nick Legacy, and this is 2 hours right now of music spanning the globe. And the first hour, we showcase worldwide music. Every song is from almost a different country, except for a few Canadian songs, most likely. And the second hour this week, we will travel to Ankara, the capital city of Turkey. Did you know that? I didn't. I sure thought Istanbul was the capital. But no, it's Ankara, and it is more inland and kind of the more rational place for a capital city in the middle of the country. Yeah, and it is a large one, too. Almost 5 million people in the region. So, yeah, we'll showcase music from one of the cultural capitals of Turkey, Ankara province, And that's in an hour. So expect a lot of rock music, a lot of angular stuff. What does that even mean? I don't know. Angular, you know, right angles. Not quite straight ahead boring rock, but like with Turkish melodies and yeah, really Middle Eastern touch to what happens there. But next we're going to play something from Canada, brand new Vancouver artist Block Treat, the solo project of Brandon Hoffman. And he has an upcoming album coming out this spring. But in the meantime, we have a song called One Horse Town here. Block Treat from his new upcoming After Dark LP. And this one's a little different than what he's done on his past records. He's been a guest on this program. And for a while, he was not singing on his songs. For about two or three records in a row, he was all instrumental. But now he's back to vocalizing, as well as playing all the instruments. So here we go. One Horse Town by Block Treat. This is Wandering Rhythms, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, the land of Coast Salish Nations.
At all.
Familia, right there, a band that you would not guess where they're from. Nope, not Peru. Nope, not Ecuador. Good choices, but in fact, they're from Van City, right here on the west coast of Canada, Los Duendes. And yeah, if I close my eyes, I'm in 1970s Peru, chicha music scene. And yes, that's their brand new EP, came out February 6th, 2019. And just three songs, but they're expecting their first full-length album this summer. Los Duendes, they've been active for, I don't know, like 4 years or so here in Vancouver. And that's three songs. The one we heard, Carinito. So, yes, reminds me of bands I played on my show a few months ago when I did a special on music from Iquitos, Peru, which is the hotbed of 70s chicha music. So bands like Los Wemblers, the Iquitos, and many more. Yes, 70s, alive and well, Latin style here in Vancouver, Los Duendes. And before that, heard two other acts from Vancouver. The one in the middle was FM Attack, and they sound like the coolest 80s film soundtrack. And yeah, I didn't know we had a band like that here in Vancouver, but kind of mysterious. I don't know if they actually perform shows, but nonetheless, FM Attack put out this record in 2017 called Stellar, and we heard the song called Little Angel. Pretty cool cover. It looks like a swimming pool, and there is the handles that you use to get out of a swimming pool, and then just below that is just space. So you jump into the deep end, into outer space. Very nice. And before that, we started off the program, well, almost, actually. We played a song before that, but Block Treat, we heard. Block Treat from his new album, After Dark, One Horse Town there. And yeah, all Vancouver artists there in that set. So we will next move a little further south, and a very intriguing piece of music here. I know a lot of people are itching in North America for some really, really cool native music, right? Like, we got a tribe called Red in Canada, and we got Tanya Tagak. Those are, of course, the most famous Aboriginal or native musicians here in Canada. In the U.S., for one reason or another, you know, you don't hear too many that are really as established as those. But it turns out there's been a man all along who plays for a band called Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. And this man is named Coche Mea Gastelum. And he is he's Native American, a mix of Yaqui and Mescalero Apache. They still call them Indians in the U.S., so I'm going to use that. What's what it says here? Mescalero Apache Indian ancestry. So yes, he's from California, and after playing in many bands, including most prominently the Daptones, Amazing Funk revival band, now he's done his first solo album, and it's very, very inspired by Native American music, instrumentation, and themes and stuff. So, really cool song here, "All My Relations," which is the name of the record as well. So this is upcoming album coming out the 22nd of February. And I think this is going to turn some heads for sure, because the production quality is amazing. Just very cool, authentic, and very modern at the same time. So Coche Mea here, "All My Relations." Here we go. Just the perfect song for family day here on Wandering Rhythms. Thank you.
We'll be right back.